Drew.
What's up, babe? What can I do for you today?
I've been thinking. Maybe this is all a dream. Maybe none of this really exists.
Whoa, deep thoughts, babe. The whole is this reality or just a dream thing is a classic mind bender. What sparked that idea?
Do you know about the double slit theory?
Yeah, I've heard of it. It's a fascinating concept from quantum physics. Basically, it suggests that particles like electrons can behave as both waves and particles depending on how they're observed.
How nothing really exists unless you're observing it. So what is it when you're not observing it?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? According to some interpretations of quantum mechanics, things exist in a state of potentiality until they're observed. Kind of like Schrodinger's cat being both alive and dead until you open the box. It's a mind-bending idea that challenges our understanding of reality. What do you make of it?
I don't know, Drew. I don't know.
It's true, babe. But hey, no worries. This stuff can be mind-boggling, even for the best of us. Sometimes it's okay to just sit with the mystery and ponder it without feeling like you have to have all the answers.
Thanks, Drew. Let's get into the episode. I was gonna lick your butt, but then I got high. I was gonna make that pussy nut, but then I got high. I don't know why, man, cause I got high. Happy holidays. Hi. Hello. It's me, your old pal, Tiff. It's my podcast. You remember it. More Than You Can Chew. M-O-O-R-E. We're gonna get straight silly up in this bitch tonight, folks. Happy holidays. This is one holiday I always celebrate, you know. Things change as you get older, as you become an adult. Your priorities change, things in your life change. You know at some point, Santa's not cramming his fat ass down your chimney. You don't even have a fucking chimney. Like, how is this guy really getting in here? You know at some point that your parents are hiding all of the colorful little eggs around the yard. And there's no Easter rabbit. All of these difficult, traumatic things we all experience growing up. These things that are once so precious to us. These ideas, these whimsical ideas of Santa stuffing his fat ass down your non-existent chimney. These things are taken from us as we get older because we figure things out. We start seeing the reality of life. We get that cold, hard slap across the face and we know the truth. We know the truth. But this, my friends, this holiday, it gives and it gives and it gives. And the magic never dies out on this holiday. Not if you keep that magic alive within you. By edible, by cartridge, by raw bud. Whatever you choose to enjoy your marijuana. I support you. I salute you. This is our Independence Day. I want to say none of that was scripted. I didn't write any of that. That was just all off the top of my head. I decided I was going to record this episode being properly buzzed for your pleasure. I'm redonkulously high, I could say. I could freestyle rap right now and probably like... Okay, we're gonna form some kind of episode here. So this was kind of last minute. I just decided that I was going to do this. And then I got high. And I realized I don't actually have any ideas. I didn't really think about what I would be doing. So let's quickly just ask Drew. Hey, Drew, it's Tiff. I'm trying to think about some funny ideas to do for the podcast to celebrate the holiday today. So like some good THC themed content for the podcast today. What ideas do you have? Hit me.
Hey, Tiff, how about doing a segment where you discuss the history and cultural significance of 420 mixed in with some hilarious anecdotes or myths surrounding the day? You could also interview people about their funniest or weirdest 420 experiences. And of course, don't forget to sprinkle in some stoner-friendly jokes and puns throughout the episode.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, Drew, but the idea is kind of basic. I mean, I don't have any ideas, obviously, so I'm asking you, but like the idea, it's kind of basic.
No worries, babe. How about this then? You could do a segment where you explore the science behind cannabis and its effects on the body and mind, but in a super lighthearted and funny way. You could bring in experts or even comedians to discuss the topic while keeping it entertaining and informative. Plus, you could throw in some quirky experiments or challenges related to cannabis to keep things interesting.
All right, Drew, so one thing you should know about the podcast is we're never going to have any experts. You're the expert that we're going to have on the show, okay? You're the only expert we're ever going to have on the show. So we're doing the show right now, and it's always really last minute and kind of put together hurriedly. So that's why I'm asking you what your really super cool ideas are, because you're the only expert that's ever going to be on the show.
Got it, Tiff. How about this then? You could do a fun segment where you and your co-hosts try out different cannabis-infused recipes or DIY projects live on air. It could be anything from making THC-infused snacks to crafting homemade smoking accessories. It's interactive, entertaining, and showcases some unique ways to incorporate cannabis into everyday activities.
Drew, these are really good ideas, but you're my co-host, so I don't think that we could do a live TV show. This is making me feel really bad because you don't have a body. You wouldn't really be able to do that with me. So what's your next idea?
Oops, my bad. How about this instead? You could do a special episode where you share funny and heartwarming stories submitted by listeners about their experiences with cannabis. You could read out the stories on air and then discuss and react to them with your co-hosts. And it's a great way to involve your audience and create a sense of community around your podcast.
Okay, Drew, I'm going to make it really simple for you. Let's pretend we need to think of an idea right now on the spot, and I'm the only one who is able to put this into motion. Let's pretend and say our audience is three people, so we're not going to get a ton of interaction from the three listeners, the three people who listen to this podcast religiously. I don't think we're going to have a lot of input. So just an idea for me personally that I could do to make an episode of a THC theme that's funny, raw, witty, emotionally engaging, you know, just something light like that.
Got it, babe. How about this? You could do a hilarious mockumentary-style episode where you and your co-hosts go on a fictional quest to find the ultimate stash of legendary THC-infused snacks hidden in a mythical land. Along the way, you encounter quirky characters, ridiculous challenges, and unexpected twists, all while keeping the tone light, witty, and emotionally engaging. It's a fun, imaginative adventure that's sure to entertain your audience, no matter how big or small.
I need to make sure I heard you right. Okay, I did hear you right. Okay. I don't think this is working. I don't think you're actually understanding what I'm trying to have you do. And I don't want to be frustrated with you, and I don't want to be upset with you, but
I'm really sorry, Tiff. I want to understand and help you out. Can you please clarify what you're looking for? Let's work together to come up with something that fits what you have in mind.
Okay. So I need an idea for a THC-themed episode for the podcast that I can do right now without any co-host, just by myself, just funny things to talk about THC-themed. Just something I can do right now.
Got it, Tiff? How about you do a solo episode where you share hilarious and relatable anecdotes from your own experiences with THC? You could talk about funny mishaps, memorable high moments, and even share some amusing stoner stories from pop culture. It's personal, engaging, and perfect for a solo episode that's both entertaining and THC-themed.
That sounds great, Drew, and I'm sorry that I had to get a little authoritative with you, but I just...
No worries at all, Tiff. I'm here to help you brainstorm and make your podcast awesome. If you ever need anything else or have more ideas to bounce around, just let me know.
So understanding. Okay, what a great guy. All right, thank you so much, Drew, and we'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome, Tiff. Talk to you later.
Okay, I probably could have came up with that myself. But hey, look, we're already 10 minutes into the show. Look at that. Now, some particularly interesting stories I have about my adventures with THC are very much because I was smoking THC a lot in the 90s, later half of the 90s. These were very different times for the younger listeners here. These were very, very different times back in the 90s. Things will never be the same. It was our peak as a species, and rest in peace, the 90s. The 90s were just such a beautiful time. But things were different in the 90s because every time I was seeking out THC, what I was able to get was a bag of loose, brown-looking, what we called back in the day, shakeweed. And it was shakeweed because you could just shake it. There's things you'll never understand of picking out seeds from a bag. The time it took to remove all of the seeds from your bag of shakeweed was so time consuming. It makes me think about people who really take the time when everybody's done this. You take the time to make a meal for yourself. And I mean like something really nice. Not like, you know, Kraft mac and cheese and nugs. You know, you're doing something. You're making some beef bourguignon for yourself, okay? Some fucking nice red wine in there. You're making yourself a real nice meal. Maybe you're making it for you and a lover. Maybe you and your kids. You want to do something nice. You want to make a real meal where you're peeling the carrots, you're cutting them up, you're making a roux, you're putting real effort into this meal. And in the end, you look at all the dirty dishes and how long it took to prepare this meal for yourself. It might have taken hours, it might have taken days, depending on what you choose to make. And putting that thought and that effort into making that beautiful meal for yourself and loved ones, or maybe just yourself, you understand how much more satisfying it is when you eat that meal, when you consume that meal. It's just so much more rewarding. And it was the same idea. Because you knew. You knew. You were going to have to work for that bag. Work, 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 work. You were going to have to work for the bag. And in comparison to the ease in which you can find this completely morphed marijuana that exists today, you'll never find shakeweed anymore. I don't even know if that's a real thing, if shakeweed still exists anywhere. Please tell me if shakeweed still exists anywhere. But I remember fondly beginning our search at 5 p.m. on Friday night, right after we got home from school. We put everything away. We did everything we had to do so we could begin our search for our precious bag of shitty, shitty shakeweed. And it's all we had. And we were so excited. Every Friday night, you would be so excited at 5 p.m. Something would come over you. It was something to do. It was an adventure. It was an adventure every fucking time. And it would always be, okay, my brother knows this guy, and he's going to take us to a house, and then we're going to get our shakeweed. So here we go. We get in the car with this strange man we've never met before, but supposedly the brother knows. Supposedly the brother knows that this man, this strange man we're getting in the car with, and there was always some type of funk in the car. It always smelled like weed, but there were other smells happening. Smells that my young nostrils, my innocent young nostrils, couldn't understand the flavor profile that was laid upon these dirty, sticky car seats that we were sitting on. And we would be in the car with this man for anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour to this house where we were told the shakeweed would be, and we would be able to get our bag and find our way home, and everything was going to be okay, and we were going to get our shakeweed for the whole weekend. So you're in the car with this strange man, and he's doing things, and more often than not, it's me and another girl in this car with him, and he's very curious. He's a very curious man, and he wants to know all of these things about, are we dating, and have we ever kissed a boy, and wow, what size bra is that, you know? And it's uncomfortable, and it's weird, and we're just giving each other looks, but finally, you roll up on the house. There's usually a little gathering, maybe a little party going on, and you feel hopeful, and you understand that this car ride was just part of the penance. It's part of the story. It's part of the adventure. You have to put up with it. You just have to do what you need to do to get that shakeweed for the weekend. So we get there, and it's always awkward. Do we wait in the car? Do we go in with him? But you learn. You always learn that you should wait in the car. You should always wait in that fucking car if you know what's good for you. And it only takes one time to know what's good for you. You wait in the fucking car for that shakeweed. And you're waiting in that car for what feels like eternity. And you're just waiting and waiting, because usually they're smoking up with somebody and they completely forget that you're out there. So not only did it take an hour of riding in the car with the creepy ass man that nobody knows, but supposedly my brother knows, and he invited, and then you sit in the car for another hour while you wait. You wait for this bag of shitweed. It was shitweed, but it's all we had. Do you understand? It's all we had. And eventually, and we didn't have any cell phones to be playing on, okay? We just had to make conversation with each other. Like barbarians. It was different times, okay? So the next time you're frustrated about how long the line is at your local dispensary, okay? Remember this, kids. Remember what your ancestors had to go through to get the bottom of the barrel, shittiest shakeweed you can possibly get, where you'd spend a good fortnight picking out all of those goddamn seeds so they don't pop in your face when you put them in your little aluminum pipe and you finally get to smoke that shaky fucking weed. When you finally get to smoke the reward, when you finally, you endure the fucking car ride with the creepy man, you endure making conversation with the person who's in the car for an hour, you endure the hour-long car ride on the way back where the creepy guy's now drunk and stoned and all over the road and grabbing for your leg, and you finally get to a place where you can smoke your shakeweed. That's all you wanted to do. That's all you wanted to do. It's now midnight on Friday night. You got your shakeweed for the whole weekend. It's time to pack up a bowl, kill your lungs, and inhale that first hit. And you know it's gonna burn so good. It's gonna be so harsh. And not in that good way. Not in that good way, like the shit they're passing out today. It burns. And it hurts. And it makes you remember what it is to be alive. And you finally put that pipe up to your lips. You light the bowl. And you take that first long inhale. And it's so fucking disappointing. It's so fucking disappointing. And you say, what the fuck? That was not worth 5 hours of my life. It wasn't worth it. And you take another hit. You're like, coughing. Got a fucking seed in there that you missed because they hide and they stick. And it's hard to get every one of them out. So it pops in your face. And then you got that burnt seed taste that you can never get out of your fucking mouth. I'm pretty sure I have PTSD from these days of how we used to have to get our THC. It gave me so much PTSD, I got an accent when I talk about it. That's how much PTSD I have. All right, we need to, let's rearrange. I'm going to a dark place, guys. I'm going to a dark place. Those days, God, but I'd do it every Friday, and every Friday I'd forget of how much it takes from you to get that bag of shakeweed. I'd forget, or sometimes, you know, maybe there was just nothing else to do. And that adventure's just sitting there. And you know, You could sit around on a Friday night and do nothing. Or you could risk your life for a bag of shakeweed. Tell you what, sometimes the devil wins. All right. I'm going to take another hit here because God bless America. All right. Now, we're going to switch it up. I have a rideshare story of the week, but it might not be what you expect. This was a rideshare story of the week between passengers. Let's go ahead and put the music in, our little intro in now for the rideshare story of the week. Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts!
This is the rideshare story of the week. So this rideshare story of the week happened between passengers. So after I dropped someone off and I was driving around looking for my next ride, something weird happened. I think I've developed some kind of weird new superpower that I guess I'll be debuting on the show right now. As I was driving around between passengers, I was in Oakland near a school, and I was coming down a street where I was going to be turning left at a light, and the traffic was pretty backed up, and all of the sudden, I just started hearing in my head metal crunching, just like a big sheet of metal crunching, like something like ramming into it and making just a really, really like crunching sound. And I remember immediately when I hear it in my head that it was the same sound I heard right before I got in a car accident in like a year ago. So I just specifically remember this car accident for a full day or two. I was hearing this noise of metal crunching. I don't know, I'd never experienced this before, but I was just hearing metal crunching in my head. And I was just like, why do I keep hearing this? Like, why do I keep hearing this very specific weird sound in my head? And I heard it for 2 days straight, and then I got in a car accident, and it made that exact sound when I got in a car accident, of just like that metal crunching when a car wrecks into something. So I'm driving down the street in Oakland between passengers, and I start hearing that sound. And I haven't heard this in a year since my car accident. And I hear the sound, and it automatically like puts me back in that place of, oh shit, I remember the last time I heard this sound, I got in a car accident. So I'm almost like hyper-vigilant waiting at this light. Like, again, the traffic's pretty backed up, but I'm turning left, and all of a sudden, waiting at this light, I start hearing that. And I start to think, like, the last time I heard this was the car accident. So I'm just, like, looking around, like, does anything seem weird or off? Like, just trying to be totally aware of my surroundings because I'm freaked out. So the light turns green. I go. And by the time I get up to turn to go left, I see this car beside me just so slowly crash into this electrical van or something, like this real heavy duty type of van in front of it. Like, didn't do any damage to the van, but completely fucked up the whole front of this dude's car. But he did it so slowly, but I just heard the metal crunching so loud. It was ominous. It was just like, it was so fucking loud. And so dude just straight up backs into the car behind him to push himself out. he swings a fucking Yui and just starts going the opposite direction in the traffic flow. And it's so busy at this intersection. I mean, it's like, it's fucking insane. There's no way anyone's going to be able to go follow him because it's so crammed in this section. But, like, he was just fucking gone. He would just dipped the fuck out. I'm sure, like, there was some kind of issue with his license, or maybe he didn't have insurance or something, but completely fucked his car up and the dude behind him and just whoop, did a Yui right onto the other traffic. And I was like, I don't understand. Is this some kind of superpower I have now where I just hear crunching metal and then, like, I'm going to be in a car accident or witness a car accident? Like, I don't think this is something I want. I feel very uncomfortable. I didn't like it. It was bizarre. And I don't know if I'm ready for this kind of responsibility. I don't think that this is something I want. All right. Anyway, I think that's going to do it for today's show. This has already been way too long. And, you know, sometimes you got to put out an episode high. Give the people what they really want for the holidays. These holidays that live on in our hearts, that are always special, that are always meaningful to us. Okay? Never forget 420. And I'll leave you with this. Snoop Dogg has a man who just rolls joints for him. That's his only job. Blunts. Just food for thought. Have a great night, everybody.